The NBA Finals are underway, and the San Antonio Spurs took a 2-1 lead over the Miami Heat last night. Commentator Frank DeFort says no matter who is on the court, it's all about give and go.
Basketball offers its fans the ultimate contradiction. On the one hand, it's the sport that most depends on its stars. On the other, it's the most intimate, even organic, of all the team games, with its players more fundamentally involved with one another. Both of these opposing realities are rooted in the same base. After all, basketball has the fewest players, 5, and usually only a couple more substitutes play substantial amounts of time. Shorter, taller, whatever position, basketball players almost handle the ball, play both offense and defense, work together. Switch is the revealing basketball word. At least for a while, you must become me, me you. A basketball team is a nest. Yet precisely because there are so few players and they're close to the spectators, skimpily attired, unmasked, uncapped, basketball players are so visible. It's easier to connect with them. Fans pay to go see the stars and are disappointed when they don't perform spectacularly. But then inevitably the same hoop cognoscenti rhapsodize about how it's really the intricately integrated team play that we true basketball fans come to see. It's a harmless deceit, but a universal hoop hypocrisy. Never, perhaps, has this conflict been so evident than now in the NBA Finals, where the sainted brotherhood of basketball purity, otherwise known as the San Antonio Spurs, are playing the LeBron Heat. The Spurs, of course, also possess a wonderful player, but he is that rare spotlight-averse star who is simply known as Tim Duncan, which is, in fact, his square name. With Tim Duncan little out of the way, San Antonio has won 4 championships, so everybody effusively praises the Spurs' legendary teamwork while simultaneously criticizing shallow fans. Not me, of course, but all those other Philistines who are blinded by individual show-offs. Whoever shall win the championship this year, the paradox in the sport will never subside. It's a game of wonderfully fluid interaction amongst a handful of players. No sport has ever been celebrated better than by its old signature phrase, give and go. But in basketball, as in life, while we may dutifully celebrate the aggregate, we're always spellbound by the exceptional. We swear by the Spurs. We are mesmerized by LeBron.
Frank DeFort joins us each Wednesday. His latest book, Over Time, My Life as a Sports Writer, is now out in paperback.